right around the corner, a pretty cool opening of a pretty cool production. It's a one-woman show. You bet we have that woman in studio, her director as well. Jewish Theater Grand Rapids presents Becoming Dr. Ruth, opening formally September 9th, playing through the 20th. Get your tickets now. GRCC Spectrum Theater, The Black Box. Oh, my gosh. Lori Jacobs as Dr. Ruth. Lori, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Mary Beth Quillen, appreciate you directing. We've seen you on stage before as well, and good morning to you.
Hi.
I start with you, director Mary Beth Quillen. First of all, congratulations. It's been a good season for you personally all year round.
Yes, it's been a great year.
Yes, and now you step up to the plate and with your director hat.
Yes, I do, and I'm so thrilled. I've never directed a one-woman show before, so I am thrilled to have this woman be my one woman because she's wonderful.
Thank you.
And just lots of challenges. You know, how do you make pretty stage pictures with only one person? I've worked with up to 56, so
yeah.
It's like making pretty stage pictures with one person, and I'm having a good time.
Putting all your ducks into one basket. There we are. Lori Jacobs, remind me a bit of your past, both on and behind the scene.
Well, I've been a singer. I was a singer for 20 years in bars and coffee houses, and I had a couple albums out, one on Capitol Records. And so I did the college and coffee house circuit for about 8-10 years on the road. And then I went to law school, became a lawyer. So, and I've always loved theater, and I've always loved music. I've always written songs and acted, and I'm just so excited about this role. I think it's actually so weird to be an older woman and having maybe the best part you've ever had in your life. So I'm just very excited about it.
You bet. Well, we're going to ask about how you prepared for your role of this Dr. Ruth K. Westheimer. But Mary Beth, Jewish Theater doing great things this part of their season. Tell me about Becoming Dr. Ruth.
Well, I think there will be some surprises for the audience because we all know her as this little squeaky little German accent sex therapist. And I can remember in the 80s, I thought maybe she wasn't real. I thought maybe she was a caricature of herself. But she really is real, and she has had an amazing life. And I don't want, you know, spoiler alert here, but I think the thing that is the most amazing thing about her is she's a Holocaust survivor. And She really is German. The accent is real. And the bubbly personality is real, too. That's just who she is. She's always tries to be happy and look on the bright side.
The show itself is performed with no intermission. So, Lori, you've got to be on 100% of the time. Let's go there.
100% of the time. I actually, Mary Beth had talked about perhaps putting an intermission in, but I really thought it should run all the way through. And I'm building up my stamina, and I'm able to do it. So it's going to be fun. And I'll be, you know, ready to sit down at the end of the show.
Yes. September 1st is today. September 9th is the opening with, I know, a soft dress rehearsal before. We'll talk about that. But goodness, Lori, how did you, without all the spoiler alerts, how did you develop your Dr. Ruth Westheimer? And what do we see in the show?
Well, I think the first challenge for me was to capture the German accent. So I actually found a CD online that helped teach actors how to use a German accent while speaking English, and I worked with that for quite a while. I watched YouTube videos and other movies of Dr. Westheimer, Dr. Ruth, talking. And then I just, you know, the script is very beautifully written, and so it really, I was able to really feel her personality. And then people have asked me, how do you learn so many lines? And the answer is one sentence at a time.
Yes, you bet. Mary Beth, tell me about your directing here with Lori. What was your style? What do you, I mean, that's obvious that you're friends.
Yeah.
But you do have a job to do.
Yeah, I just kind of gave her a lot of freedom. I mean, it's essentially a 90-minute monologue. And usually when you have a monologue, when I direct people when they have a big monologue in the middle of a bunch of dialogue or something, mm-hmm. I give them free rein and say, just so long as you play this area and end up here at the end or something. And I've given her a lot of freedom in big chunks of it. And in other chunks of it, I've pretty much choreographed exactly what she needs to do because she's packing her apartment up. She's in the process of moving, so there's all this, these things and objects and pictures that she has to handle and pack, and so I sort of choreographed that whole first part very heavily, heavy-handed.
Yeah. Well, there might be one or two listeners that might not know Dr. Ruth, as she's commonly called, and what, I mean, she's kind of known as kind of the sex therapist or the sex goddess, or, I mean, who, how do you describe her?
Well, she is a sex therapist, and that was very unique for her time and even today. She actually names the names of the body parts. She does, so people will come and they will hear the actual words for the specific body parts. And she was just, it kind of happened to her step by step, like most things happen in life. You know, she didn't, as a child, that wasn't what she wanted to do, but with each, she's very well educated. Every degree that she took led
to... She is a doctor,
A couple times over. Mm-hmm. I'd like to interrupt your question just to say how lucky I feel that Mary Beth Quillen was chosen to be the director of this show. It was very stressful for me in the beginning, thinking of all the lines I had to learn and you know, how much depend on
it
one.
It gets harder getting older, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me. But she has been an amazing director, and she's just been very positive and given me excellent feedback and made me feel very confident. And I feel very blessed that she was picked to direct this show.
Well, thank you. When I first met her, she had her little date book, and she had written, "You can do this," on the front.
Well, there you are. The show,
and she can.
Obviously, mature audiences are necessary here, Mary Beth.
I would say it's PG-13. If you brought a 12-year-old with you, they wouldn't hear anything they haven't heard before, but they might be embarrassed to be in your company.
Yeah, when those words are used, you bet. Do you see, again, we don't want to give away, but will there be messages? I mean, the title is Becoming Dr. Ruth. So do we hear, is there a story that goes with this?
You hear her whole life story, basically, not necessarily chronologically. And she's got a wonderful sense of humor. But you will hear her entire life story and how she did become Dr. Ruth. And, you know, she's totally an admirable person. Mm-hmm. And so I think the audience will walk out of there going, wow, I never knew these things. And she's an amazing woman, and there will be some life lessons to carry home.
Wow. Well, Mary Beth, again, you directing Lori Jacobs with this one-woman show, Becoming Dr. Ruth. But as I look at the list of the production staff, this is a true a production. You've got a costume designer. You have the sound and light board, hair and makeup design.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got picked out the blouse. Dr. Ruth wears a lot of flowered blouses now in her older age. I mean, we think on TV she was probably dressed by someone. So we had the right flowered blouse, and Rob Thomas was in last night with hair. Oh, yeah. So we're ready. I think we're very close to ready.
Nice.
And we're excited about getting into the space and having the set, too.
Great. What is the actual run of the show? It opens on September 9th. There's a final dress on the 8th. Maybe
right.
We could take advantage of.
Mm-hmm. And then it closes on the 20th. And performances at Jewish Theater are Wednesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. We have no performances on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, to respect the Jewish holiday. And again, obviously, this does fit the mission of Jewish Theater Grand Rapids.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, presented to, if I may, presenting quality theatrical productions with Jewish themes that are universal in appeal, open to all for sure. Ready for kind of final invite. Get tickets by a website or a phone number, right?
Right, www.jtgr.org, or the box office phone number is 616-234-3946, and those go on sale to the general public on August 31st.
Okay, they've already gone on sale, September 1st. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, there.
There's only 50 seats, so
that's right.
Don't forget to get your tickets as quick as you can.
Final question to you, Lori. Why come see your show?
I think it's going to just be a wonderful evening of entertainment.
That's all we need to know. Mary Beth, take us home.
Well, that's it. I think you will find out that Dr. Ruth's sense of humor is real, and Lori really does a great job of giving that sense of humor to us.
Thank you.
Great. Have fun, ladies. Becoming Dr. Ruth, thanks to Jewish Theater Grand Rapids, their continuation of the 2015 season, 2015-2016 season, GRCC Spectrum Theater, The Black Box, opening on the 9th. Good luck, ladies. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you.